Lawmakers warn WNBA of possible federal investigation over treatment of Caitlin Clark. A group of 11 lawmakers warned the WNBA that it could face federal investigation over the treatment of Indiana Fever superstar Caitlin Clark. In its July 7 letter to WNBA Commissioner Kathy Engelbert, publicized by the Republican Study Committee the following day on X, the lawmakers said that Clark has been transforming women's sports and has inspired a new generation of young girls to participate in athletics and has become one of the most influential figures in the history of women's basketball. The lawmakers also said she is the face of the WNBA. Clark has significantly increased fan interest, driven record television ratings, and attracted new corporate sponsors for the WNBA. Millions of casual fans now tune in to watch her play, they wrote. The lawmakers went on to decry what they said was hostility toward Clark on the court. Unfortunately, what they too often witness is not simply aggressive competition, but repeated acts of unnecessary physical hostility and violence, they wrote. Clark has been hip-checked, poked in the eye, and struck in the throat during games. These incidents go far beyond routine physical play, yet the WNBA and its officiating have too often failed to address these unacceptable incidents and hold players accountable. The lawmakers also brought up the case of Golden State Valkyries guard Tiffany Hayes appearing to endorse violence against Clark in a May social media post. The letter does not name Hayes. Recently, a player even appeared to endorse violence against Clark in a social media post, further fueling concerns about the culture surrounding these incidents, they wrote. In addition, concerning reports suggest that many of these attacks against Caitlin Clark may be racially motivated. The lawmakers wrote that as commissioner, Engelbert has an obligation to ensure that every player competes in a safe and professional environment, both on and off the court, free from violence, discrimination, or retaliation. The lawmakers said they support investigations by the Department of Justice, the Department of Labor, and the Equal Employment Opportunity Commission, if discrimination or retaliation is occurring in creating a hostile work environment. If true, such conduct could constitute violations of federal civil rights laws. It is imperative that the WNBA take meaningful action to address this issue, they wrote. The letter asked the WNBA for its review mechanism for physical hostility and violence on the court, how it holds players accountable over overly aggressive actions on the court, including towards Caitlin Clark, and what steps it is taking to protect WNBA players from online harassment and off-court threats. The Epoch Times has reached out to the Indiana Fever and WNBA for comment on the letter. In a game on June 24, Clark and the Phoenix Mercury's Alyssa Thomas went after a loose ball, and Clark was hit in the throat as she went to the floor. Thomas was not called for a foul on the play, but the following day was given a flagrant 2-foul and a 1-game suspension. Thomas told reporters that in the aftermath of the incident, she had faced death threats and racial slurs. "Now we're being painted as thugs," she said. "There's death threats out on us. It's really unacceptable. It's something that needs to change in this league, and I'm just really sick and tired of it." Clark has condemned the harassment of Thomas and other WNBA players. The lawmakers who signed the letter were Representatives August Pfluger, Zach Nunn, Mark Alford, Diana Harshbarger, Sherry Biggs, Marlon Stutzman, Tim Burchett, Pete Sessions, Victoria Sparks, Aaron Hoochin, and John Rose.